Hello, and welcome to podcast number 3. I am Amanda Daly, and I am the founder of The Turnaround CEO. I help many individuals turn around and look at themselves through a different lens. This helps gain clarity on you as an individual and areas where you are holding yourself back. It allows an objective view across a business to see any hurdles and barriers towards progression. If you have landed on my site or listening to this podcast, it is very likely you know there is more, whether it is for yourself, your company culture, or maybe additional energy and direction for your business, such as succession or simply growth. Whatever the reason, welcome. In this podcast, I wanted to further explore mindset and delve more into what really stops you doing what you want to do. You may recall in podcast 2, I spoke about the subconscious mind and briefly touched upon flight and fight. If you have not listened to podcast 2, maybe pop back and take a few minutes to do so. When I work with my clients, I am often known as the person who makes a person cry. To begin with, I thought I was doing something wrong. But then I realized it was because I quickly got to the nub of what was really happening. And the majority of the time when you do this, it leads to an emotional release or ab reaction. Procrastination. We know this is a disguise to often something we fear. The thought of rejection, failure, or simply found to be wrong. It stops us in our tracks. The thought of stepping into unknown territories or doing something that feels new and unsafe. Basically, stepping out of your comfort zone. Let's face it, it often doesn't feel good. The butterflies in the stomach, that pause before we press send of a message, social media post, or even the announcement of something new that breaks the status quo. If we are honest, most of it comes from fear of judgment and the what if. I myself struggle with it. It took me years before I started these podcasts, and still then I thought, what about the people who think it is rubbish? And do you know the answer? Some will. And that is totally okay. You cannot please everyone. And even more harsh, some people will not warm to you. Again, reality check. That is normal. This is one of the biggest areas I struggled with, but one of the areas I've had greatest growth. Those that you attract are on the same vibe as you. They are the people you want, not the ones that judge. In podcast 1, I spoke about the change I made in my life. Whilst doing so, I lost many friends. I say friends in inverted commas. Because many chose to judge as opposed to support. I remember some even thought I had had a mental breakdown as I chose freedom and happiness against materials and falseness. Often when we face disapproval, it's not about you. It is about how others are feeling. Our actions may have triggered their own ego, their own fear, worried about their own reputation, or even a little jealousy over what you were doing and achieving. However, making change is difficult, especially when our emotional baggage and narratives start pressing buttons. The rumination and the self-talk. It's so funny how we allow our so-called inner voice to take control and believe every word it says. The good news is that you can change the self-talk. There's a great saying from Napoleon Hill, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. My job is to help you believe in yourself and achieve it. Let's not forget, the most important relationship is with yourself. Change the way you think, feel, speak, and act. Often it creates a ripple effect of positivity and change for the better. However, it is really important to remember, coaching should not be about dependency on a coach. It is the opposite. Coaching is empowerment and helping an individual change the way they think, feel, act, and obtain different results. Also to bring in behavior change, establish new habits and responses that are more permanent. My overall objective is to improve and change lives for the better. Please do keep following me for further information and tips. And also, I would love to hear more about your own personal experiences. So do get in touch directly. Also, if you feel I can help, further support, and for personal guidance, or even for your business, again, do reach out. Thank you for listening, and I hope to catch up with you soon.